From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaicans hoping for a rollback of fuel tax hikes as the increases begin to bite. Tightened control on state-owned media in Trinidad and Tobago and international concern over lack of crowd control at Caribbean cricket grounds. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Jamaican Prime Minister PJ Patterson is scheduled to announce tomorrow his decision on whether to roll back the controversial tax imposed on gasoline. Following 3 days of civil unrest last week, the Prime Minister appointed a task force to examine options to the increase. From Kingston, Carol Law reports on A Nation in Waiting.
It's business as usual in the capital and across Jamaica, the memory of burning roadblocks, looting and killing temporarily set aside. The sense of normality has meant motorists are seeing queuing at gas stations, paying more than $19 per litre, up from last week's average of $13. Taxi drivers are charging double their old rates. Housewives talk of forking out more to cook food for their families. But most on the streets of Kingston say they'll pay the higher price, but only for now.
Man, you're supposed to drop back, man. If you just drop back, man, we have to go demonstrate about this again, man, so we can't afford it.
What are you hoping to hear?
A rollback.
Complete or partial?
At least partial.
When I expect him to roll it where it was before, but considerably. Seeing? Yeah, roll it for means can't raise money.